Greg, several players said you parked on the back. You know, I let down tonight. What the heck did you say to them?
No, I mean, after you come off the trip with Tampa, and then you have back-to-back games with Nashville. You know, it's three obviously really good teams in the standings, and we played hard against all those teams and competed, and they were really good games. All three of them were, you know, close games and heavy games. You know, there's always, like, you got the Jersey Devils coming in, and it's just, you know, you look at the standings and where they're at, and you could maybe say, well, you know, we don't have to really show up for this game. And you can't do that. They're a good team. And all teams are good in the league. And, you know, I just didn't want to, you know, we wanted to compete right away in this game and come out in the first period and dictate how we're going to play. And the guys did a great job. I thought, so, you know, we harped on that and made sure guys were ready, and they did a good job. They were ready.
Was that about a good period that you had?
Yeah, it's close. I mean, we really possessed the puck. You know, we were strong on it, shot it, got it back, and did a good job that way. So,
how good did you feel for Jaden Schwartz?
Schwartz has been getting a lot of chances, like, you know, over quite a stretch now, and they haven't gone in for him, and it went in tonight, so that's good, and, you know, hopefully he can continue to do that.
It's so many good performances, but what you're getting out of that fourth line, how impressive are they right now?
They're just young guys that are playing and, you know, enjoying the game and having fun, and there's a lot of good skill there with, you know, Robbie Thomas, and his skill level is, you know, with the puck and what he can do with it, and his smarts, and Mackenzie McEachran's speed, Barbashev's overall play in the middle of the ice. It's, you know, they gel together pretty well.
When Thomas comes back in, did you just feel like he might be a good fit with those guys there? There could be some good chemistry.
What was that?
When he came back after the injury, did you just feel like that was a good
spot? When he came back from the injury, I didn't want to, you know, get him jumped right in there too high up in the lineup or anything like that. I wanted to see how he was looking with his shoulder. And, you know, but we started winning. We were winning and kept the lineup the same, and they've been a good line.
And for McEachran, for a guy coming who's never played the NHL before, he looks like he has just blended in pretty well, you know, for being a...
Yeah, it's been impressive. Again, his speed, and he's playing hard, he's physical. You know, and, you know, he's getting to the net, and his speed, he creates a lot just with the speed, because, you know, he gets away from people like tonight, and I play, and he's done that a couple times, and, you know, hadn't scored every time, but it was a nice goal tonight.
Does he ever look like, it seems like he just wasn't intimidated when he came in his first few games, like, okay, I'm in the NHL, it's I'm going to do the same thing as before.
Yeah, it's his third year pro. I mean, you know, I coached him his first year pro, and he came a long way that way that year, I thought, from college. And, you know, he's just getting better and better. He's just a lot more confident now of a player.
When you have a guy in a pretty long slump like Schwartz, as a coach, do you talk to him, do you tease him, or do you just leave him alone?
All three.
Did you do one more than the other?
He continues, like, Schwartz, he plays well. Even though he doesn't score, he does a lot of good things. And, you know, for me as a coach, it's just stay with doing things right and keep competing hard, and they'll eventually go in. And he was getting a lot of good opportunities over this stretch where he wasn't scoring. It wasn't like he wasn't getting chances. He was. And, you know, and he's a hard-working hockey player, and he never lost that work ethic over that time, so that's an important thing.
Do you feel like that kind of helped him stay composed, though, and not just beat himself to death?
Yeah, no, he was good. I thought his attitude was really good over that stretch where he wasn't putting the puck in the net, and he continued to work hard, and, you know, which is smart. Like, he's a good pro, you know, and he understands that this happens at times, and he handled it very well.
Greg, you mentioned wanting to dictate play early on tonight. With this stretch, do you get the sense that maybe this group is figuring, hey, we can do this against anybody at any given time?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a very confident group right now. We've done a really good job, you know, over the last little while of, you know, coming out in the first period, and maybe the Florida game, we didn't do that as well. But the other games, I thought that we dictated how we were going to play and the pace of the game and getting it in deep and working and shooting pucks and recovering them and just hard work, you know, competitiveness.
Not just because of the two goals, but Frangelo, since he came back from that injury, how does his play maybe grow or progress? How's he doing?
Well, he's played pretty well, I think. I mean, he's out there in a lot of obviously key situations, and you know, he's a very good defenseman that has an all-around game. You know, and he's defending well and getting up into play, and he does a lot of good things.
Just to follow up on this morning, did you get any kind of update on Bron?
He's doing okay. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't know the timetable when he's going to be back, but I'm hoping that maybe he joins us on this trip, but I'm not sure yet. That's the best I can give you right now on him.